today was, so far we've only had some testing, but yesterday we had a great practice, a great group of guys, and I think from what I've been told by Trevor and both Adams, is the guys came in great shape, and obviously they have a great attitude being the defending champions.
For you coming into this role, can you just explain what your role is now for the next 2 months until Trevor's back?
Yeah, it's simply a very good friend asking me to come in and stay here in his absence. So I'm the interim head coach, and you know, the great thing about these guys is obviously their professionalism and their hell of a basketball team. But the assistant coaches have been great. They've welcomed me with open arms, and they understand that I'm here to help and kind of guide the ship in Trevor's absence.
In terms of the interim head coach, is it because you know Trevor's system quite well, having spent a bit of time with him?
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time, you know, worked with each other a number of times, and you know, I know exactly what he expects. We've coached together, we have the same terminology, we do a lot of the same things, so hopefully I can just come in here and just kind of keep the ship going in the right direction.
So do you expect it to be pretty smooth then, this pre-season, given that relationship?
Yeah, I think, you know, any of the awkward moments have already gone, and they weren't even there. These, like I said, these guys are extremely professional. They understand that Trevor has a fantastic opportunity, and you know, they understand that, and they know me, and they know I'm here just to help, and hopefully just you know, help this team do what they did last year.
You've coached against this team. Can you tell us your thoughts from an outsider looking in on your Martins, Wagstaff?
Well, I can tell you I hated this color red for quite a while, but now I like wearing it. But, you know, you come to a fantastic organization. Obviously, you play in front of 12,000 people every night. The people in the front office are incredible. Nick Marvin, I think what he has done speaks for itself. And, you know, when you come here, this is like the flagship team in this league, and I think that when you get to come here and see the way they run things and see how they handle things, you know, it's no wonder that they are. So, you know, I'm very appreciative to be here, and I'm looking forward to my time.
What are your plans for when Trevor returns, Paul?
I'm going to be here for a couple more weeks after he gets back, just to, you know, just to help with that transition. But I'm going to go back to the States. I got a number of opportunities there, and maybe a couple overseas. So just to enjoy my time here in Perth, and you know, just the short time I've been here, this city is absolutely beautiful, and I'm enjoyed my time exploring, and want to see quite a bit more of it.
Can you talk us through how tough the preseason is, just for people who wouldn't know?
Well, I think it depends on where you are to gauge that toughness. I think here it's not that tough, to be honest with you, just for the fact that these guys are incredibly professional. They came in great shape. Obviously, when you're the defending champions, you know, you've got that little swagger. You know, there's no reason that this team can't be as good as it was last year, if not better, you know, playing a second year under Trevor and Trevor's guidance, and the things he does. His defensive schemes are fantastic. These guys have been a defensive team before, but I think now it's just going to continue to get better. So preseason is basically just a time to get fit, stay fit, you know, work on some things that you've done well in the past, and, you know, be in great shape going into the regular season.